for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
And thanks to Geelong Marine World, Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. Chris Nichols is with the coach, Damien McMahon.
Macca, that's got to be tough. You're in control of that game and let it go.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's a disappointing loss. Had it dead buried, I thought, with 2 minutes to go, and we just made a few poor decisions that obviously let it ourselves leak a goal, and that goal proved to be the difference.
Macca, we spoke to you last week in different circumstances for a loss, because you were chasing a little bit last week, but as you said, you did have control of the game in the last sort of 5 minutes, and Luke Maddock and your other defenders were really working hard across there to keep it. It's footy's a funny game like that. It only takes one or two different types of possessions to get it going.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. We played some really good footy for most of the last quarter, and had a really good lead. When it got out to 7 points with probably, we're assuming it was 3 minutes to go, we just needed to maintain possession of the ball, which was what we're trying to do, and unfortunately we had a couple of players that decided to handball when they should have kicked, and just took some risks that we didn't need to take, and that was obviously resulted in a nice easy goal for them, which we then run out of time to be able to peg back. So it's a lesson for us. We fought back from a 4-goal deficit at half time to get out to a 2-goal lead in the last quarter. So it took some great football to do that, and we really played some good footy. We were hard and tough for a long period of time and really took it up to them, and just couldn't get over the line at the end.
What did you say to them at half-time? Because, as you said, you're 24 points down, and you certainly came out with a different resolve and a different way of moving the footy in the third quarter.
Yeah, we just weren't playing to our methods, and we're probably being a bit too conservative with our ball use, and it's a bit of a habit of ours. We've been doing it a little bit too much when we're under pressure, so really just encourage our guys to use the ball, use our skills and carry and take it into the open territory, which was going to work in our favour. For most of the first half, we kept coming down the dead side of the ground and playing through the traffic. The moment we identified that as, probably took the half-time break to have a circuit breaker there, have a good discussion about it. It certainly changed the way we played, and we got back to playing the way that we want our players to play and the way we enjoy watching our players play.
Macca, commiserations, and always thank you for talking to us, particularly after a loss. I know how hard it is, but Macca, you said that you're sort of like you were happy with the way you sort of changed your game up a little bit, but your pressure was through the roof. You would have noticed the shift in the way they played as well. They ended up dump kicking. They were under all sorts of pressure when they had possession, and they couldn't actually exit out of their back half as well. So you must have been really happy with the way you pressured the ball carrier and the way you made them change their style of play.
Yeah, no, the pressure was a big part of us getting back into the game. We thought our pressure in the first quarter was pretty solid as well. We just probably gave away a few too many free kicks, being a little bit overzealous, but we chased, we tackled, we harassed, we pressed up the ground. We got a lot of those defensive mechanisms working in our favour, which obviously made it very hard for St Mary's to score, and it forced their guys to kick it to our defenders. So that's what we've been doing most of the year. It's been our blueprint and what we've been really good at doing. The last couple of games, we've only probably done it for a half a footy rather than, three and a half quarters. And even if we had done it for 3 quarters, we still would have, I think, won the game.
And I guess whilst you're disappointed you lost a game of footy, this is a side that had won 28 straight or 29 straight, 2 weeks ago, and you've taken it right up to them, and realistically probably should have won the game. It's easy to say, I know that now, but you've got to take, I suppose, a lot of heart and positives out of that as well, that the fact that you can actually now know, and the belief within the group that you can take it up to the, I guess, let's just say, the best team in the competition.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We've probably played some of the best football against St Mary's over the last couple of years. We had a great battle with them last year when we had a draw, and we're always up for the occasion. But yeah, look, we've got some players playing some great form. We thought our captain, he led from the front. He was hard and tough and played some awesome footy. Luke Maddock was, really good in the second half. Down back, they couldn't get the ball past him. So, a few of our leaders really standing up. Probably a few of our kids have just got some more learning to do, and got to take their moments when they arrive and kick their goals and lay their tackles and take those lessons. And that's what's going to make us the best team in the competition, if we can keep learning and getting better. There's a lot of scope for improvement in our group, and we've got some pretty talented kids that haven't played a lot of footy, and You've got to learn from losses like today. So they'll all hurt and sting for a long time.
Charlie Byrne's one of those. He's really giving you something across half-back. He uses the ball so well. He's a very good fall for blokes like Manic and Kerman and those sorts of blokes. He's going to be a ripper for you moving forward.
Yeah, for a young 19-year-old kid, first year of senior footy, he moves well. He can be a little bit laconic at times, but he's growing up and becoming more mature. But, yeah, his left foot's pretty lethal. He can kick and run, carry, and got some good speed. So, yeah, he's only going to get better, and the more ground and territory he gets, the better footballer he'll be. So it's pretty exciting. Matty Lloyd, he was solid down back as well. Done a great job on Dowling, obviously, when Kerman come off the ground. So, we've got some players playing some good footy. We just need to be a little bit more consistent over the journey of, start to finish, rather than being awesome for, a 15-minute period or, two quarters. So if we can get that right, there's no doubt we'll have another crack at these guys later in the year.
Well, your matchups work because Dowling didn't kick a goal.
That went well. Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, Kerman's calf, not serious? Like, what's the...
No, nothing serious. It was a conservative move. We didn't want to lose him for, 6 or 8 weeks. So, we're hoping he was going to get through the game, but it didn't work out that way. So disappointing not to see him play it out. But still, look, they lost one at the 5-minute mark, and we thought both teams run it out really well on a pretty sticky track.
Bell Park next week, another challenge for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think every game's a challenge from here on in. Pressure's on. Drop two in a row. You don't want to go, three in a row. So we're going to really have to work hard to keep developing and get better and bounce back and get our season back on track and go into the bye hopefully with a win. And as we know, anything can happen in the last 6 games of the year with teams improving and some dropping off. So we're pretty fit and healthy. We've got some players that'll come back in, and that's probably the strength of our club at the moment.
Commiserations this afternoon. Thanks for joining us again. Good luck next week, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciating you covering the game.
Thanks, Macca. Thanks to Damien McMahon. Yeah, thanks to the Newtown Chilwell Footy Club as well today for letting us come early and for playing the seniors at midday.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.